it's still Women's Month. And while we are still in the grips of August, we are continuing with the raft of interviews that you've been hearing right here on Radio Life and Style, introducing you to some of the most dynamic and interesting women of the Dolphin Coast. And, well, hey, I wasn't going to get through a show without introducing you to another really notable lady. So listen closely, because right now I'm about to introduce you to, in fact, this is not her first radio interview. We had a chat just before our big Life and Style Bolito trail run. And Chantelle Alsadi is the lady behind The Sandstone Story, a business that has got serious roots on the North Coast and continues to go places. And if you didn't know what her story was, well, I'm going to tell you. Well, she's going to tell you, in fact. I'm going to ask the questions and give you the story right here. Chantelle, welcome to you. Welcome to Radio Life and Style once again. How are you doing on a fresh Thursday?
Thank you so much. All good. I just said every time I come here, it's cold. So.
Not that you bring the weather with you, but we just keep it cool. Yeah. And we're going to warm up right now with some hot seat questions. No scary questions, but just a chance to find out a little bit about you and your story, because this is a new and exciting chapter that you've been embarking on. Yes. With the Sandstone Story now entering a whole new phase of its growth and its expansion. With you being the fresh face behind the brand, there might be some folks who feel like they don't know you yet. So let's get to know Chantelle. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about who you are and how you entered into the business that you're currently in.
Chantelle Alsadi, as already introduced. I come from a corporate background. I was in corporate for 10 years, and then the opportunity arose to be part of the Sandstone Story. I was very reluctant because I was comfortable in a cozy job, you know, not much stress, a lot of challenges, but not too much stress. And then I thought, I have two beautiful girls, and I thought, you know what, let me see if I can tackle this new chapter and still be almost full-time mother for my girls, you know. Wow. Because teenagers do need the mothers. It is something new, it's a new industry, but yeah, I just went into it and tried to make the most of it. And here we are, like 8 months down the line, and we're getting better.
But it's almost like now you've got another child, because this business is its own thing, hey?
Yes, 100%.
But a really bold move then out of, as you say, the relative safety of the corporate track into a whole new exciting venture. And leading up to this new chapter that you're in, would you say there was a kind of a defining moment in your life that possibly shaped your career and maybe influenced the path that you took towards where you are today?
Well, like I said, coming from corporate, you are exposed to a lot of beautiful, strong women. And when you start at the bottom, you always look up to these beautiful, intelligent women, and you always wish you could be like them. And throughout my journey in corporate, I always wished that I could be like all those women at the top, you know, the directors, the executives. Everything looks so easy for them. And then, like, as you go through your career and you grow, you actually realize that you do have it in you. You just need to be exposed to it. And, you know, I think also putting yourself through challenges and just pushing your limits will definitely be getting you there, because at the end of the day, it's just a mindset. And if your mindset is right and you are determined, you can achieve anything. As a woman, you know, in this day and age, it's not like men are still strong, and, you know, but women are right up there with the men.
Amazing. And I'm sure now that you are where you are in your journey, you've got people that are underneath you, women that are working alongside you, who are looking up to you as that that inspiration and that person that they think, one day I'm going to be like that. But how do you balance the demands of your professional career with your personal life? As you say, this has been something that motivated this move into being the captain of your own ship. And do you have any advice possibly to other women out there who are striving to achieve a sense of balance?
I think it is important to have a conversation with your boss at any given time and be open, especially as a woman, as a mother, as a wife, to get the flexibility that you would need to balance everything. You know, we have just recently employed two more women in our office, Roxy and Colette, if I can say their names, and they are both mothers. And during the holidays, I say to them, you know what? Work from home. You don't have to come to the office if you don't need to. Work from home. You have to be there for your kids, you know, at the end of the day. And this is what it's about, creating that balance, because, you know, men can't do everything, women can, so we have to find the balance some way.
Let's be honest. And but I think that's also great that you've got that empathetic approach to leadership within your own organization, your own space, and you have that open communication, right?
100%.
Because that's core, fundamental to success in any field.
Yeah.
And
life is busy, you know, at the end of the day. It's busy for everyone. Mm. And if we don't create the balance, we cannot just constantly work. We have to have the flexibility and the balance, because our family are top priority at the end of the day. And yes, we all need to earn a salary, but you also need to be there for your family.
For sure. Family first. And can you think of possibly a challenge that you might have encountered maybe in your previous corporate stream that you were in as a woman in your industry, and how you overcame that challenge?
I think those type of challenges I've really only started experiencing when I took over Sandstone Story, because, you know, this is a combination of retail and construction. And when you pitch up on a construction site and they see a woman, like, men are taken aback by it. And I'm still learning, you know, when I get to the site, I feel so intimidated. It's so big. It's so messy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what if they ask me a question I don't know the answer? But that's what I have a team for.
There you go.
But you know what? I do feel sometimes that, you know, I feel overwhelmed sometimes, or when a customer come in, they want to speak to the boss. And I'm like, okay, you're speaking to me? No, they must be somebody else. I'm like, no, it is me. You can speak to me. But you wouldn't know what's going on. I was like, no, challenge me.
Try
I
me.
Know exactly what's going on, you know? So, you know, you get a lot of those. And especially in this industry, in the construction industry, you get a lot of those.
Really?
But you know what? I think women have come a long way. And it is not as difficult or as bad as it used to be. I think we have our foot in the door and we push through like women always do. And it just gets better for us.
Well, this is,
and we learn from the men, which is even better. You know, we learn from them. So
you know what? This is what we want to celebrate and shine a spotlight on. Unstoppable women,
yeah,
in and around the Dolphin Coast, who are just proving exactly what you're saying. And when you think about the journey that you're on and the legacy that you are shaping and creating, do you hope to leave behind a particular legacy professionally and personally?
Yes. I want to leave behind a legacy of integrity, resilience, and positive change, because in both my personal and my professional career, because I think all those things goes hand in hand. Mm. And if you cannot create it for somebody else for the future, then who will do it?
Well, there you go.
You know, you have to leave a legacy, and you have to do it by also helping people grow, you know, at the end of the day. And this is what I say to my team at the office as well. We want everybody to grow. It's important. It's not nice to just have a job and you are stuck in the job for 10 years and you have no growth opportunities. The importance is growth. And in order to create the growth for them, we have to give them opportunities.
Yeah, this is it. And you're hearing it right now. If you're just catching the tail end of this interview from my special guest, Chantel Alsadi, the game-changing new owner of the Sandstone Story. And Chantel, as you've just told us, you've got all these different things that you're juggling, like every woman in work has so many different hats that you have to wear. How do you stay motivated and inspired in your field, in your work, especially during the times that we're living in?
So for me, work needs to be a passion. If you're not passionate about something, you wouldn't want to get up in the morning and just get ready and go for it. So for me, it's about the passion and remembering the impact it has on others.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Beautiful words, words to live by, and very appropriate that we are reaching the end of August, the end of Women's Month, with a really strong interview and introducing you to a really strong woman, Chantelle El-Saadi, and just really excited for this new chapter that you're in right now, the story that you're writing, the Sandstone story, and your own personal
yes.
story. And I've really just been stoked to hear that you've got some fantastic new big jobs that you've picked up, some great new clients, not just local, some international names. And for anyone who's looking to get you involved in their project and who feels like now they know you, you're not a stranger anymore now, how can folks get in touch with you and the Sandstone Story team?
Well, we have a showroom just off Bolito Drive, which is 1 Ceramic Avenue. We have a really big showroom. Our staff is always there, ready and available. And we have a lot of products on display. So it is always good to come in and see what you're looking for. And we can always help and guide, you know, to help you make the best decision. And then also we have a website, www.sandstonesupplies.co.za. And like I said, pop in for a coffee at any time. We're always open, except for Sundays.
There you go.
Family day.
family first. And you heard it right here on Radio Life and Soul, that warm invitation coming to you from my very warm and lovely guest, Chantelle El-Saadi from the Sandstone Story. Chantelle, wishing you a fantastic rest of Women's Month, what's left of it. And, you know, why do we only celebrate women in August? We're going to continue celebrating right throughout every month of the year. And looking forward to chatting to you again right here on your local radio station, Radio Life and Style. What do you say?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I know I'll definitely be back.
You heard it. And you're hearing the music right now after a cool interview.